Blog Talk Radio.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. To think that I'm wasting time, I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. Now I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. You've given me, I want you to know I believe in your song. In rhythm and rhyme and harmony, you've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
This is Shauna's Cabin Fever special, and I'm just here because I'm here because I can't go out, just like y'all can't go out. We're doing this 15-day shutdown to try to tone down the spread of this coronavirus, or COVID-19 is what they're calling it, and this is day 10 for us folks here in the United States. I know that in England, they just started their lockdown. I think it was today or yesterday, Boris, the Prime Minister, said something about it. I will have my friends Anne and probably Susan on from the UK talking about their situation in the UK. We are at Well, more than that, oh my goodness. We are at 36,028 confirmed cases of coronavirus or COVID-19 here in these United States. And they're calling for at least, eventually in the next year and a half, 60% of our population to probably have it. So this time being home is to tone it down, to see if it does anything, to see if the effect of people catching it goes down. And if it does, then it's helping. If it's not, then they're going to have to find some other action to help all of us, because this is a dire need. People aren't going to work because they can't. Kids are not going to school because they can't. Parents have to stay home to be with their children. Parents who have jobs. I know right here in the town that I live in, our own sheriff has not been able to do his job because he has young children at home and he's a single parent. So there you go. So if you're locked down because you feel like you're doing something for this country, because it's the most patriotic thing to do at this time is to stay away from folks. And it just, you guys need to pay heed and keep vigilant and make sure that you do what your county, city, state, or country is telling you to do. We are all in this together. And it's not an easy feat to do, because we have the flu in our country and the coronavirus is bigger than the flu. I'm tired of people saying that we have the flu and people die of the flu all the time. Ah, it's no big deal. This is more of a big deal than the flu. They've been trying to tell everybody that the flu takes about 0.7% of a population in a year's time. Oh yeah, 0.7%, that's nothing. You guys have to understand, the coronavirus, COVID-19, as they're calling it, is affecting 2%. There's a big difference between 0.7%, which is the flu, and 2% of the population, which is coronavirus, COVID-19. So if you guys are sitting at home laughing, drinking, telling each other, oh, this is nothing, I can live forever, you know, y'all are just talking, because it's going to affect every family across these United States, every family across the world. And nobody is immune. So the time to put this as a joke, please put it aside. This is no funny laughing matter. This is all of our livelihoods at stake here. I'm one of those persons that people are telling people to stay home for. I'm the one that has a lung condition. I have asthma, and it gets pretty bad sometimes. So y'all staying home because of me? Thank you. Thank you very much. My mom is on the verge of finding out if she has lupus or not, and she's really, you know, she's getting real anxious because she's been at home and she has to be tested for lupus. But I heard on the news that our president is pushing out some drugs that are supposed to help and cure and da-da-da-da-da. He doesn't know yet, but he's pushing them out. And people are going to their doctor and asking them to get it prescribed to them, whether they have coronavirus or not. And it's making the market completely fall out on these medications. So people who have lupus, people that have an autoimmune disease that also takes these medications, are not going to get their medication, because that's one of the medications that Trump is telling everybody that could be a cure. Yet we have not tested it on anybody. So I think you guys need to take heed, be vigilant. Know that the doctors behind the president are more educated as of this virus than he is. So please listen to the doctors. Please. Trump is a real estate agent, a real estate broker, a real estate guru. He's not a doctor. He's just our president and a real estate guru and a reality TV star. And he's our president. But please listen to the doctors that are behind him, that come in every day, that know the numbers, that know the solutions. Once they find out, they'll let us all know. And we're all in this together. We all have to be vigilant. We all have to pay attention. We all have to stay 6 feet away from everybody. We all have to wash our hands. We all have to cover our coughs with our sleeve of our shirt, with our arm instead of our hands. Make sure you don't shake people's hands, please. I know we were raised, it shows respect, but at this point in time, shaking people's hands is putting other people in harm's way. So a good wave or something like that is more presentable right now. Social distancing is what they're calling it. Social distancing is what we need to do. So I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to say a few more things, and then I'm going to get some callers in here, especially from across the country and around the world, so we can know what's going on in their neck of the woods. Well, this is a country song from the 1990s, which I really love. This is Alan Jackson doing Chattahoochee.
Water meant to me, but I learned how to swim and I learned about love, a lot about living, and a little about
there. That was Alan Jackson. If y'all wondering about the Chattahoochee, it's a real river. It's actually about 35 minutes from my house. I've been there. I've threw my Labrador retrievers in there to learn how to swim. It's a very beautiful river, but it's polluted really bad from Atlanta, and it just wouldn't be a good, cool idea to go swimming in it like Alan Jackson did as a child. But the Chattahoochee is a real river here in Georgia, and it's a pretty nice park to go to. It's a beautiful national park, actually. And that's a good country song. Like I tell you, country died after the 90s. Because I think some of the best country that ever came out was in the 90s, and I'll be playing a lot of those for you here today. Just let me give you a little case information here on the coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic. Georgia cases, where I live, is up to 1,471 confirmed cases. We're up to 42 deaths, zero recovered. So far, the United States of America in general has confirmed 51,825 deaths. Excuse me, I'm sorry. 51,825 confirmed cases of having it, 670 deaths, and only 369 recovered. Global cases around the world is 415,114 confirmed cases, 18,559 deaths, but out of all of that, only 108,294 recovered. Y'all, this is serious. Take heed. Learn and understand how viruses work. Keep your place sanitized. Keep your hands clean and stay away from people at this time, especially crowds of 10 or more. And stay away from your older generation during this time. Try and restrain to be with your grandparents or your elderly parents, please. Because that's the folks that's going to suffer the most, is the older generation. Understand that. And also the generation and that have pre-existing conditions like miasma for me, or lupus for a friend of mine, or another friend of mine who has an autoimmune disease and she gets sick often. So thank you for staying at home for people like us. We salute you and we commend you. On that note, just know to trust in God. He is the best to trust in, because God knows what we're going through. God knows all. Just take it to Him. Take it to Him in prayer, everybody. Have a little talk with Jesus. It'll make y'all feel better. Maybe then you guys won't hoard all the toilet paper when you go to the grocery stores. So thank you very much. Have a little talk with Jesus, everybody. He'll make it right. The next song I'm going to play is from the 90s as well. This is one of my favorite country singers, because she's also a folk singer. She's not just country. She's folk. She's bluegrass. This is Alison Krauss singing "When You Say Nothing at All."
It's amazing how you can speak right. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing.
All right, that was Alison Krauss doing When You Say Nothing at All. It's a very beautiful song. It's actually a remake of the Keith Whitley song, When You Say Nothing at All, and she did a great job doing Keith Whitley. Great job. Now, I'm going to make it a little bit more fast-paced. I've got to put in a little bit of rock here. This is Billy Joel from the 80s doing We Didn't Start the Fire. Billy Joe, We Didn't Start the Fire. Good song, good song. Okay, So now I'm going to play another song, and when I'm done, I will accept callers. Anyone calling in the U.S., please call me. I want to talk about what's going on in your neck of the woods. Number is 917-889-7866. I want to hear from you. How is it during y'all's cabin fever? Let me know. Okay, this is another 1990s country song from a group that I actually enjoyed. This group is called Confederate Railroad, and the song is Daddy Never Was the Cadillac Kind.
We were poor when I was a young'un. I don't remember ever going hungry. Daddy made sure we didn't do without. I went to school with some of these fellas. They had money and I was jealous. I didn't know then what I know now. Daddy'd say you can't judge a book by looking at the cover. It's what's inside that really matters. Daddy never was the Cadillac kind. He said something just glitter and shine. Taught us that love was the one thing money couldn't buy. Daddy never was the Cadillac kind. I left home right out of high school. Got me a big car, thought it was real cool. Cruising around the old neighborhood, I'd see Daddy after church on Sunday. Hey, you'll have to go riding with me someday. Just said no, never understood. He asked me how I bought it, I told him on credit. Daddy just smiled, I'll never forget it. Daddy never was the Cadillac kind. He said something just glitter and shine. Taught us that love was the one thing money couldn't buy. Daddy never was the Cadillac kind. While, but now I'm grown, settled down with kids of my own. The more I give them, the more they want. Daddy left us last November. I don't remember him ever looking better. All laid out in his Sunday best. I'm sure instead of all that attention, all he'd have wanted was a few words mentioned. A simple man simply laid to rest. As they drove him away in that big Cadillac, with a tear in my eye, I had to laugh. Cause Daddy never was the Cadillac kind. He said something just glitter and shine. Just this once, I hope Daddy enjoyed the ride. Daddy never was the Cadillac kind. I know my daddy never was the Cadillac kind.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that song. I sure did. It reminds me a lot of my daddy, even though he was the Cadillac kind. That's all my daddy bought until the mid-80s was Cadillacs, new right off the showroom floor. But that's what he told me was he used to tell me it's a way to show that you made it, that you took off, that you did something worth doing, that you made every money and you earned every penny, and you just want to show everybody what you have. And that was before he became a Ford man and buying Ford trucks for the ranch. But, yeah, he also taught me how to two-step and to play poker and to make sure my singing was up to par on every Sunday when we'd go to church. I sure miss that man. Anyways, guys, this song reminds me of him because he used to listen to it a lot. It gave him a kick. But I thought I would play you another song, but I'm going to get some people in here, and then I'll play you another song, okay? I've got Susan calling all the way from the UK, and so is Anne. Hello, you two. Hello? Well, they're not here. It says they're here, but they're not here. So maybe they'll call back when they can talk, because I don't hear you guys. Okay, well then I will play another song. Okay, in the 1980s, there was this movie that came out, and I was so hooked on it. Because I thought to myself, because when I first saw it, I was like 7 or 8. And I thought to myself, wouldn't it be so cool, Mama? Elvis faked his death in order so he could live a new, exciting life doing something else. And my mom laughed at me. And she would be like, what are you talking about? And I was like, well, look at the movie Eddie and the Cruisers, Mama. It's about a rock and roll star that fakes his death so he can live a more exciting life, normal, somewhere else. Wouldn't it be great if Elvis did that? And my mama said, oh, honey, that would be a dream. Oh, I remember being young. Well, this came out of the movie Eddie and the Cruisers. And it's a movie that I actually appreciate and enjoy because the music is really good and the story is not bad at all. This is On the Dark Side by Eddie and the Cruisers.
The dark side's called love and it's real. She'll never know just how I feel. Under the shadow, she walks like a dream. Make me feel so mean. Nothing gonna save me from a love that's blind. Turn to the dark and I draw the line. On the dark side.
Cruisers, on the dark side, which really is where we're at right now. It's pretty gloomy everywhere you turn. I will have to say one thing is I was watching lots of news last night, and it happens, especially when there's nothing else to do. And they have confirmed that Italy has had so many deaths in the last 3 days that they quit counting the dead. They quit. And this is in the very city that the Pope has for his address. The Pope came on last night praying for the world, asking for everyone to come together and pray for the world. And I think he's right. We need to all get together and pray for the world. Pray for the suffering. Pray for people's needs. Pray that we all can get through this together. And pray that we all can be strong and stop some of the bad things that's been going on lately. Like, for instance, there has been some price gouging at the supermarkets. That's wrong. Y'all know what prices things should be. You should never gouge a price. It's wrong. And two, the hoarding that's been going on with the toilet paper, with the cat litter, with the dog food, with the cat food. My Lord, I couldn't even find a bar of soap to save my life when I went a few days ago. Granted, I had gloves on and a mask on. You guys have to remember, there's a lot of people needing stuff too. Get what you need per family. Don't get stuff to put in your fallout shelters. It's wrong. And I'll take the words of a good congressman, what he said last night. There's a special place in hell for those folks that hoarder things when they know other people need them. And I believe he's right. And if this hoarding don't stop, I heard on the news last night that Trump is going to make the National Guard have port in every state instead of just 3 that he has had them. If y'all don't quit the hoarding and the fighting over water and the making a mockery of y'all self, we're going to get the National Guard in here to teach us and ration us. And would you guys want that? Because once the National Guard comes in, martial law is not very far behind. So if I were you folks who are hoarding, please stop. You're making it bad for everybody else. And it doesn't make you look good. And people are not going to put up with it either. Okay? So think about your fellow man. Love thy neighbor. Jesus' number one commandment, love thy neighbor as thy love thyself, and keep that commandment in these days to come. Okay? All right, I'll get off my soapbox. I finally got Ann and Susan, and you two better be there. I'm going to cross the seas and slap you two awake. Are you there? Hello? They're not here. So y'all going to get a slap from me from all the way across the ocean. Gonna wake you two up. All right, I think I got Miss Carolyn on the line. Hello, Miss Carolyn.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. You was asking for an update on our different states.
Yes, ma'am.
We have 458 and 1 recovery. And they posted that 30 minutes ago.
Right.
So I guess we're on the right track. The young lady recovered made a video of telling what people, you know, to do to stay home.
Yeah. What state are you in, Carolyn, if I can ask?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay.
And
I've been there. I've been to Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Yeah, Fort Bragg's down that way.
Yes, ma'am.
Military base. Everybody knows I've been sick. Went back to the doctor yesterday. She said I was doing better, but she put me on another round of antibiotics. Can't leave the house for another 14 days.
Well, you've got pneumonia in your lungs and you're an older person, so you're at higher risk than everybody else right now, so you have to stay put for your own health. And you have to stay secluded from your family, like your grandchildren and stuff, for your own health. And I know it's sad and it sucks, but it's something that we're all really trying to do.
She told me I could see my grandkids, but I can't see my mother because she's in her 80s.
When did she say you could see your grandkids? Because we are under lockdown.
We're not, as far as I know. She told me yesterday at 1 o'clock when I was over there at the doctor's office. But I can't go to a public store and go in. I can get in the car with my husband and drive around, but the windows have to be rolled up.
Well, you really do need to be careful, and you do also have to remember that your grandkids are out running around doing their thing, and they could catch the coronavirus, and they can give it to you pretty easily, so please be careful.
Yeah,
I don't think some doctors are knowing what they're saying, but you've got to be careful.
Yeah, their school was closed down until May the 15th. They announced that yesterday.
Well, they announced here in Georgia that school is out till April 13th, and on the 13th, they're going to reevaluate what's happening, and then they'll tell us if we're going to remain closed for the rest of the year or we're going to open. Personally, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, so I'm not seeing any of these openings opening anytime soon.
No.
I'm not seeing it.
And they've mandatoried a bunch of other businesses to close their doors by 5 o'clock this afternoon.
I can understand that. We've been doing that already. We were already doing that 5 days before you guys were. This is what I don't understand. Why is it some states' governors are not heeding the warnings that other governors are doing? I don't understand. It's chaotic. If one state close to your border shuts down, wouldn't it be a smart thing to do to also shut your state down than to keep it open another week? This is disheartening to realize that not all governors act the same. It's scary. But thank you for your information, Carolyn. I appreciate what you gave me. This is Susan from the UK, and I swear I'm going to slap you through the ocean if you don't say hello. Susan! Susan!
Am I here?
There she is. Hi.
There I am. I'm here.
And Anne's here. Finally. It takes almost all day for y'all to swim your butts from one end of the ocean all the way over here.
I'm worn out.
Oh, my God. Yes, you are. So Carolyn told me what's going on in her state of North Carolina, and I told y'all what's going into my state, Georgia. What's going on in England, ladies? What did Boris have to say, the prime minister? What's going on?
He's warned a lot of people because they're taking themselves to the beaches, through the parks, but they're not keeping a distance. They're still mingling. He's basically told them, he's told them that, you know, if they don't pull their socks up, you know, we are going to have a full lockdown.
Tighter measures, yeah.
Yeah, we've got to.
Do you think, we're having the same problem here, do you think it's the younger generation that's not taking heed, that's not taking this seriously?
It is.
It's the younger generation in every country. It's not just ours. How ridiculous is that?
Australia, they said that they're okay because they're young. They can't catch it. That's what they're saying.
Oh, well, they're being very naive. They're being very naive. I heard the main doctor on these cases say last night that the young people think that they're invulnerable to this, and they are wrong, that this is very scary. They need to take it seriously, and if they don't, they're going to get their parents, their grandparents sick. It's a shame.
They don't seem to care. I mean, one young man was interviewed, and he was stone drunk, and they said to him, you know, why did you get yourself into this state? And he turned around and said, well, they're going to close all the pubs. I'm making the most of it. How selfish is that?
That's exactly how our spring breakers thought when they all went to Florida to flock on the beaches, like the very hotbed for the virus. And they all didn't care. But guess what? A lot of them are getting tested positive today, and they wish they hadn't.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to learn the hard way, but you're going to get people sick while you're doing it. And I think it's selfish, and they should have closed the beaches and the pubs and the bars and any place like that a long time ago. But that's my personal opinion, but okay, whatever. I did mention to you guys that our president has said these two drugs are going to save people's lives, that these two drugs are going to be awesome. Well, let me tell you, one of the drugs is called Plaquenil. It's for lupus. The other drug is called a Z-Pak. It's just an antibiotic. And it took me two Z-Paks to get well at Christmas when I had pneumonia. So I'm just telling you, Z-Paks are worthless sometimes. Well, anyway.
Yeah, I'm on my second one.
Exactly. When you have pneumonia in your lung, sometimes it takes two or three Z-Paks to get it over with. So Z-Pak is not the cure for corona. Now, let me tell you about this Plaquenil. I hope I'm saying it correctly. This Plaquenil is for lupus, and it also treats malaria for certain malaria patients. Now, coronavirus is not malaria, and coronavirus is not lupus. But let me explain it to you. Let me break it down to you what's happening right now. Our president has been saying all along about these drugs that have not been tested on patients so far, that it's going to be the miracle drugs to help us. Well, here's the deal. The doctors behind him were saying something different. We're saying that it hasn't been tested yet. We can't tell you for certain, and we're not going to, because we don't speculate. And that's the best answer they could say, because this is what's going on in America right now. People are running to their medical physicians and asking them to give them a prescription of these drugs without even needing it yet. And the market for these drugs, like Z-Pak, which helps people get over certain viruses and pneumonia, antibiotic, and Plaquenil, which is for lupus, they are selling out of it. So the real people that need it, like the people with lupus, the people with malaria, can't get it because folks are getting it prescribed and not needing it. So I'm very upset how misinformation can be spread and spread like a bad, horrible rumor when it's not the truth, not right now. So these life-saving medications, these two medications that are needed, are getting sold out, are getting prescribed to people who don't need them. So the people that do need them don't get them. So it's going to be very sad. I do have a friend of mine who just said that she would gladly give up her Plaquenil if it would help someone with the virus. And that's so sweet and commendable of you. But that's not what is asked of you. Not at all. What is asked of each and every one of you is to stay vigilant and to understand, to watch the doctors and learn what they say. Please don't always take our leaders for certain until the doctors confirm that they are certain and they are not certain. So please don't think that these two medications are a miracle cure. Don't go to your doctor begging him to prescribe them to you if you're not sick. Because you're hurting the people that really need these medications. It is not a cure. It hasn't been proven. So you've got to understand these medications are very important to people who have autoimmune disease, malaria, and lupus. Okay? I hope you guys understand what I just said. These are not miracle drugs. Please wait until the doctors find something that can actually work, that they actually test. I have more faith in the doctors than I do some of our leaders around here. And I said it. I did. They didn't go to doctor school, okay? They didn't. So they don't have a doctor's degree. So I would like to listen to the doctors more. I think they have a lot of things that they can say and help us out with. So I do have a friend. What, Carolyn?
Yesterday, when I went to the doctor, he refilled my prescriptions for 3 months at once. And then we were notified by the druggist this morning that 6 of them, he cannot get his hands on them anywhere.
See?
And these are the ones I take every day to function.
See?
Everybody, like a normal
it's
human
the
being.
Start. Well, see, it's the start of something, everybody. It's not going to be easy just to call your pharmacist and get what you need. They're using that on other people.
I have until the end of the month, and then I run out. And if they don't get it, then I'm going downhill mentally.
Yeah, I was in the same boat. I have asthma, and I have to do a breathing treatment through a nebulizer, which is a machine, and it does liquid albuterol, and it's steam through my lungs of the medicine to help me breathe, and I have to have it 3 times a day, and I went to call in my prescription like I always do, and they told me point blankly on the phone they don't have it.
Yeah.
And I was worried. If you wanted to see a worried Shauna, you should have saw a worried Shauna all weekend wondering if I'm going to be able to breathe. And then suddenly, out of the blue, my pharmacy called me and told me they got an order in that I should come in very first thing in the morning. And I did. Because it's scary when you don't get your meds. It's scary when you can't take what you need.
I'm on oxygen 24/7. It's an oxygen concentrator, and I was supposed to get the breathing treatment that you're talking about that you're on, but couldn't get it because there was no medicine. So she put me on the Z-Pack again.
Yeah, and if you take it, what's bad about the Z-Pack with people like you and me, Carolyn, is the more you take it, the more you become immune to it. So when you finally do get really bad off and sick, it might not help you the next time. And that's what scares me, because I get pneumonia at least once a year. So it's something that's always scared me. So I understand. I'm with you. I understand your peril. I understand. Let's play a song. Let's get some of this scariness out of our minds at this time. I want to say something. There was this man in the 80s. Oh my gosh, he's a country singer, and he was on the radio all the time. And I was about 5 when he came on the radio for the first time, and this song got in my head. And if you want to see a little girl start singing her first song, this was it. So I got to play my very first song that I ever learned as a kid. And this is from the guy named Eddie Rabbit. He also sang I Love a Rainy Night, and which our special guy did a cover of when he was Civil Nora. Anyway, I want to play this song for you because it's a fun song. This is Eddie Rabbit singing Driving My Life Away. Better way. All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that song. It is very beady. It gets in your head, doesn't it? It did mine when I was a kid. It still does even now. Good song by Eddie Rabbit. Now, guys, let me play another song, get our minds off of all this stuff. This is one of my favorite men besides Elvis. Yes, besides Elvis and my daddy. This is Jack Daniels singing his hit, Simple Man. And it's the truth.
Call me a redneck, a reckon that I am, but this thing's going on, make me mad down to the core. I have to work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the street, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids just say no, and then some panty waist judge lets a drug dealer go. Slaps him on the wrist and it turns it back out on the town. But if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up behind, let them swing till the sun goes down. Hey, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says it, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go and remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Now, I'm the kind of man who'd not harm a mouse. But if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. Don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you for the darn show will. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp. I'll put them on the knees and tie them. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today. People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says it, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go and remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go and remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
That's right, guys. Right now, people are living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. So, love your neighbor. Take care of them. Learn social distancing, but also don't hoard everything. Make sure people are took care of. Okay? Charlie Daniels said it right here. Simple man. You care about folks. You work hard for what you for what you earn, and you care for folks, and family is important above all others. That song's a good song. Okay, now guys, I'm just gonna keep going down the line here. I got another song, and this is a song this is a song I used to sing in my band when I was in my early 20s. Yes, I used to go from bar to bar when I was in my early 20s to try to be famous and make it as a star. didn't get very far, but where I did go, it was very interesting, and the people I met was very awesome, and knowing musicians is a great thing to do, knowing musicians. Musicians are awesome. This is Lesson in Leaving.
So watch them knock you down. It's like you to love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. I hear you've been asking about me from some of my friends, but you better believe I'm not through that again. You're the kind of man a woman thinks she can change. Oh, but the only thing changing is my way of thinking, and I'm thinking that maybe someday somebody's gonna give you a lesson in losing. Somebody's gonna do to you what you've been doing, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson in hurt. Somebody's gonna leave you with your fire burning and no way to put it out. Baby, there ain't no doubt, you're a foolhardy man. Yeah, you're the kind of man, a woman thinks she can change, but the only thing changing is my way. Give you back what you've been given, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Oh, it's like you to love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson and leave, and somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given.
But I'll tell you what, I can sing that song with my eyes closed, because it was always the beginning of my set in the band that I was in. And we were called Western Justice, everybody. I know it's a crazy name for the band, but I had on a black cowgirl hat, black boots with a bar none symbol on my hat that said Western Justice. Oh, the good old days. The good old days of being young. All right. The next song I want to sing. Oh, my gosh. It's like I'm up there on stage right now. No, I'm just playing. The next song I'm going to play is, I haven't decided yet. Ah, this is from Jerry Lee Lewis. And the song is Rockin' My Life Away.
Thank you. 14, 25, and 40, 98. I throw the rock and roll party on my last birthday, but it's good. I'm rocking my life away. I've been moving and I'm grooving and I'm getting both night and day. I got a gal called Nellie, she's a chili pepper hot. She knows how to roll a killer note, how to rock, and I'm rocking, rocking my life away. I've been rocking and I'm rolling and I'm moving both night and day. There's a streamlined fleet line, a military brass, you know the gentle daughter, but the killer top brass. I'm rocking, rocking my life away. I've been moving and moving and getting it both night and day. Watch me now. Shake that thing, cause I'm rocking, rocking my life away. I've been getting it, getting it, doing it both night and day. Get it, James. Rocker boy, you don't know what you love, cause I'm a mammy jamming mother. I've been getting it moving, hold on, I'm rocking, rocking my life away. I like to rock and roll, and I'm darn sure here to stay. Look out now.
Aww.
Rockin' my life away. My name is Jerry Lee Lewis and I'm darn sure here to stay. Let's get it. Rock,
rock,
rock and roll, rock,
rock,
rock and roll.
All right, there's old Jerry Lee right there. And don't be disheartened, folks. I'm saving the best Elvis for last. I'll let him finish the show off for everybody soon, anyway. Guys, another song. This is another song I used to sing back in the early 2000s in my band. This is Mindy McCready, and she passed on a few years ago, and she was actually a good country singer. This is Mindy McCready singing, "Guys Do It All the Time."
Too late to call home.
everybody. That's Mindy McCready. God rest her soul. With Guys Do It All the Time. Now, I did get a request for me to sing. Oh, my gosh. You guys are going to have to leave the room for this one. I'm only going to sing one chorus of a... Well, I'm only going to sing the beginning and a chorus for you because I don't want to sing a whole song, okay? But I'll do this just for you guys. And who is it that wanted me to sing so y'all don't think I'm making this up? Marissa, Linda, and Carol. So, here we go. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, if you're old or young. Everybody, every now and then, has got to have some fun. So turn up the music, turn up the juice. Just put me in a spotlight and turn me loose. You better hold on tight, 'cause country's gonna rock tonight. This country is rocking to the beat of a brand new drum. Back from Kentucky, where I come from, they always hear that old guitar strum. This country is rocking. Jump back and let the bad boys play everywhere across the USA. This country's rocking all the way, everywhere across the USA. This country's rocking all the way. Okay, there you go. That was The Judds, This Country's Rocking. I hope you enjoyed it. There you go, Linda, Marissa, and Carol. You know me, I am not shy. I'll do whatever. I'm just not going to go streaking out in public and naked because of you guys, but I will sing if you ask me to. Okay. The next song I'd like to play is from the Beatles, and this is actually one of my favorites. This is I Saw Her Standing There.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Look.
right, that was the Beatles. I saw her standing there. I hope you enjoyed that. And I did, because I only like a few of their songs, and that's one of them. Anyways, I did say I'm going to save Elvis for last, and I truly meant that. I'm going to save it for last. I picked the best one that I could think of to play today. So everybody, you have to understand that this is something we're all going through. It's not something that you're going through alone. It's something that we all have to do together. And know that I love each and every one of you. If you guys have any type of information that you want me to know, just let me know beforehand so I can tell everybody on air. I'm normally doing these cabin fever shows on Tuesdays only because I'm quite busy. I'm doing so many roles around here. I don't even know if I have enough me to go around. You know, I have to be wife, mama, now teacher, maid, radio show host, Elvis historian, group owner, network owner, and friend and family to most. So no, guys, I'm trying to do what I can to make a difference. And even if these shows are only listened by maybe 10, 20, even get lucky, 50 people, just know you're not alone. Know that we're with each other. If you need anything, your friends are not very far away, especially since we still have the internet. And that's a great thing to have because I don't know what we would do if we didn't have the internet. I guess we'd all go crazy. So anyways, I want to tell you guys that I love you and that I appreciate each and every one of you and that it's okay if you guys are scared. It's okay if you guys are confused and don't know what to do next. Only thing you have to remember, and this is important. This is the most important thing of the day you'll probably remember, because I know you guys. Trust in God. Period. Just trust in God and make sure that you are just safe, well, healthy, and that if anybody in your families gets coronavirus, that our government, your government, they're trying everything they can to not let this spread any further, that they're doing their jobs, and trust in God and know that your friends and family are here and in the same boat you are, that you are not alone. Okay, now I'm going to have to go. I know it's so fast, but I just want to give you guys an idea here. The last song I'm going to play, it's called Stranger in a Crowd from Elvis. Because you know what? We're not supposed to be in crowds. So my advice to you, everybody, is to be a stranger in crowds and wash your hands. Bye, everybody. Mwah. Love y'all. TCB.
I'd been standing on the corner since a quarter after seven. I was down to my last cigarette, and the clock in the window at a quarter to 11. I was watching all the people passing by me, going places, just the loneliest guy in the town, looking for a friend to smile, but all that I could see were faces. And then, just like the taste of milk and honey, I found the stranger I'd been looking for. The way
too good to be true. All my life I had believed that angels only live in heaven, but now we share the taste of milk and honey. Each day is sweeter than the day before. My cup of love is overflowing, because a stranger in the crowd and I would be strangers no more. Play some. I knew.